Father, we want to acknowledge, as this hymn does, that your treasure is your Son.
我们要回应这个诗歌就是你的这个宝贝就是你的爱子。
But also, your Son's treasure is here on earth among his children.
你爱子的这个宝贝就是在地上就是你的子民。
We thank you, Lord, that we can be precious to you because of what you've done.
我们对你来是何等宝贝，是因为你所为我们所做的。
We thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege to be your bride.
我们感谢你，我们何等这个权利，我们成为你的这个心腹。
And Lord, we are knit together in the body of Christ. We thank you that we have this chance to share together.
我们被这个连在一起。就是能够成为你的心腹我们有这个时候我们能够一起来交通。
We want to embrace this time of fellowship.
我们要又利用这个时间我们一起来交通。
Recognize that it is fellowship in Christ.
我们知道说我们的交通是在我们这个主基督里面。
We can share what Christ has shown us, what Christ has given to us, what Christ has done for us.
我们要交通这个我们的基督主耶稣基督所启示给我们的所给我们的。
So we put ourselves into the hands of the Holy Spirit to guide us.
我们把我们摆在这个圣灵的手里叫圣灵来引领我们。
We pray, Lord, for you to be glorified and for us to be edified by your grace.
借着你的恩典我们能够受教你也能够得到你的荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. That hymn is one of my favorites, so you probably gets called a lot of times.
这个是我最喜欢的这个诗歌其中一首，所以你有可能听过我这个选了好几次。
But it speaks there, especially at the second part of the first stanza, there's a treasure on earth, which is Christ's body, those who are related to him.
这个第一段的这个后半段提到说他在地上有一个宝贝就是他的身体。
Now, we're reminded of this because for those who've been listening to the study of Matthew last Wednesday,Brother Dana was covering this parable.
如果你没有听这个电压弟兄他这个在交通马太的时候他要讲到这个宝贝的这个比喻。
Let's read it. It's the shortest one probably. From Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
我们搬到马太福音第十三章第四十四节。
It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. From joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field.
这个好像是最短的一个比喻。他说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
And it's followed by a very similar one, which is about the pearl.
那接下来就有一个很相似的比喻，是有关于这个找珠子的比喻。
But in verse 44, it speaks of someone who has found something precious, and then is going to buy the whole field so that that treasure that's there will be his.
这四节是提到说有一个人他发现了一个宝贝。他就买了这个整块地，所以这个宝贝可以是属于他的。
Now many Christians take different lessons from this parable, but what we see in this parable is our Lord Jesus, and the treasure are His people, His remnant.
这个基督徒有不同对这一段有不同的领会，但是我们知道说这是我们的主他。他被卖所有来买这个宝贝，就是我们。
So throughout history, there have been those who have responded to the Lord's grace.
在这个历史历代有 人因为这个啊来回应啊这个主的他的恩典。
He treasures them, but he's buying the whole world. He gave up everything to buy the whole world so that he could have ultimately his bride.
他这个甚至舍了自己啊，他把这个全世界甚至都买了，所以他可以啊来在这里有啊能够有他的新妇。
Now, Dana made some distinctions between this and the next verse, which I'm not going to go into, but you can go listen. If you didn't hear it.
这个44节这个比喻跟45节的比喻，它有一些分别，但是你们可以去听看看。
It's very, very helpful.
是对我们会很有帮助的。
So we have this privilege as his treasure to share with one another.
我们能够有这个就像他的宝贝一样，我们能够一起彼此的交通。
And I'd like just to focus on the word fellowship before we begin.
我要这个就是交通一下这个开始之前什么我们什么是交通。
We can go to chapter, First John, chapter 1.
我们看到约翰一书第一章。
And we're going to look at verse 3, but let's read.
Verse 3.
Yeah, verse 3. First John, chapter 1, verse 3. But when we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So we see here at the end there, of course, the important thing is that God has given us fellowship with the Lord himself through the blood of Christ.
最重要的就是神他给我们我们能够跟主有交通。
But here, John is speaking of the fact that we, because we have fellowship with the Lord, we have fellowship with one another.
这个约翰使徒约翰提醒我们，因为我们跟主有相交，我们一起，才有相交。
And so, what is fellowship means us sharing Christ with each other.
所以这里就是讲到我们在我们当中，我们一起来交通耶稣。
And we all remember that in Acts chapter 2, right as the church was born, we see that word fellowship come up.
我们使徒行传第二章，我们也看到这个教会被生出来的时候，我们也看到这个。
So in chapter 2 of Acts, verse 42, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship.To the breaking of bread and to prayer.
路加使徒行传使徒行传第二章第四十二节。
Did you read it?
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Now, when we see fellowship here, we know it wasn't just getting together and chatting about the weather.
我们知道交通并不是说我们就在一起，我们来这个讲一讲这个天气。
Or sore subject for the men in this room, are football things.
或是我们弟兄们，我们就讲这个美式足球。
Fellowship means they were sharing Christ with one another.
这个交通是指到说我们能够互相交通这个这个。
It also says they were breaking bread from house to house.
甚至我们就是好像在挨家挨户我们来擘饼。
So we have a meal right after this, so we're going to have fellowship around a meal too.
我们在这个之后会有爱宴。我们在爱宴的时候我们以后也会有一些交通。
And of course we just had the breaking of bread.
我们刚刚我们交通借着我们这个灵用饼杯我们也有交通。
But we notice here that there was, right as the church began, they were devoted, the apostles were devoted, there was teaching, which was learning about Jesus.
当这个教会刚开始的时候 就是我们提到说啊，讲到能够啊使徒的教训，就是我们啊这个啊一起来学啊学习关于主耶稣。
And there was fellowship.
啊，这个就是交通。
So it's sharing about it's sharing Christ with each other.
那就是我们啊互相交通啊这个啊主耶稣基督。
So for us, this is very practical.
啊，对我们来讲，这是很实际的。
Because we can share what the Lord has shown us in His Word.
啊，我们可以交通这个主啊，在他话语里面启示给我们的。
We use that word rhema that's in Greek that implies a living word, something that's come to life.
啊，这个在希腊文讲就讲到 rhema, 就是一次活的话语，是从主那里来的。
And when that happens, we share with others and they're blessed.
啊，如果我们这样交通的话，那我们弟兄其他弟兄姊妹也可以受益。
We can share about how Christ has answered prayer.
啊，我们可以交通说啊，主他如何啊这个回应了我们的祷告。
And others can be encouraged.
其他就会啊，弟兄姊妹就受到鼓励。
We've had a theme recently about the kingdom coming.
啊，我们最近有一个主题叫要来的国度。
So if you've had an experience where you really saw the Lord as King and Lord,
如果我们啊有这个，我们看到这个我们的主是他是我这个主也是这个君王。
Then maybe that's something we can share with each other.
那就是或许这个也我们也可以互相啊有些交通。
And our new theme, the love of God, of course, we should have many experiences of that.
啊，当时我们的新的这个交通的主题关于神的爱，我想我们弟兄姊妹都有很多的这个经历。
But sometimes that experience, the Lord wants you to share with others.
啊，这个常常这个我们所经历他的爱啊，他要我们能够跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And the Holy Spirit might be prompting you right now.
啊，这个圣灵现在就在我们当中做催促的工作。
And we can share about the joy or peace that Christ has given us.
我们也可以啊，这个交通啊，这个主给我们的这个平安还有喜乐。
So this time is all about testifying to the Lord.
啊，这个啊，我们这一个段时间是关于我们要来见证主的。
So we want to open it up, for brothers and sisters to share.
我们弟兄姐妹可以自由来分享。
We have a 10-minute limit, but we've been talking about, I don't know what you announced last month, Lucia, but we're asking brothers and sisters to really aim for 5 minutes because we've got a bad habit of running way over.
我们有这个十分钟的这个限制，但是我们希望弟兄姐妹能够五分钟啊，限制在五分钟。
No one timed me, I wonder if I ran over.No one timed me. I wonder if I just ran over.
我没有人数我的时间，或许我已经超过五分钟了。
But if we aim for five, we have translation, so it takes longer.
因为我们有翻译，所以它就会超过五分钟。
Also, if we aim for 5 minutes, we focus on what's really important. What has the Lord given us?
如果我们
that's important.
我们能够五分钟交通的话，那我们能够专注于神给我们的什么是重要的。
So we'll still put up the sign, but really do try to finish at 10.
我们还是有这个牌子，但是弟兄姐妹能尽量在十分钟能够结束。
So may we follow the Lord's leading as we share together. We'll just open it up.
我们但愿我们能够顺从主的带领。
Thank. We have good translators here, so share in the language that's best.
我们因为有弟兄姐妹可以翻译，所以你可以用你们所适用的语言来交通。
我讲那个中文。感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我是这王林弟兄。
I'm Brother Robert.
这个我们刚刚就是结束了这个纪念主敬拜父的事。
So we had a time of worshiping the Lord before his table and worshiping our Father.
谢谢我们的弟兄也提醒我们是这一个的在这个的交通的里面就说是以父和子交通。
And as our brother reminded us, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son.
这都是就是说神给我们的，因为 我们会在交通的里面，我们会发现就是哪些是属神的交通，哪些是属于有这个魔鬼的交通。
And because through this, we can recognize what fellowship is from the Father and what is from the end.
鉴于弟兄刚刚提出的五分钟到十分钟的事，那我已经改变了我就原来的计划。
And because I'm trying to keep it short within the 5 minutes, so I've adjusted some of my sharing.
我就把就私人的事情用非常简短的就是说一下，然后再接着后面的交通，因为后面的交通我觉得更重要。
And so I will shorten this part about my personal matter and try to focus on my application or what I learned.
两个多星期前我那个起来以后，我发现我以前那个有那个飞蚊症，它变更严重了，有点那个就说视线模糊，就右眼。
And so when 2 weeks ago when I woke up, I realized that my the dizziness when I looked, it got worse, and especially my right eye.
这个我就以为像以前一样的点一点眼药水休息一下，就不要过度的这个使用眼睛，它就会慢慢好了。
So I thought that it would get well by itself if I just rested more and used some eye drops.
因为这样就耽误了就说去治疗的时间。
And but because of that, so I delayed in going to see the doctor.
因为我从来没有看过眼科。
Because I've actually never seen an ophthalmologist.
等我找到眼科医生的时候，已经是星期五的下午了。
And by the time I went to the doctor, it was already Friday afternoon.
到礼拜六去看的时候，医生就说你已经耽误四天了。
And the doctor told me that you have delayed a little too long.
你不要那个等到明天，这个就说意思就是说当天马上就要去看。
And so the doctor said, "Oh, you have to go see the doctor today. You should not wait until the next day."
所以就说法拉盛没有那个眼科的这个急诊，那我就到了曼哈顿。
And so because I couldn't find a hospital for the optometry here, so I went to Manhattan.
急诊的时候就说这个隔壁有个床位，那个上那里有一个就说这个美国人。
And so there was a local American in the hospital bed.
因为我没有意识到就说这个在免接看了以后还要出去。
Now, originally, I didn't realize that after seeing the doctor on Main Street that I still had to go somewhere else.
我没有带那个充电宝。
I did not bring any of my chargers.
我就跟他借充电宝。
And so I borrowed a charging bank from this neighboring hospital.
我就问他你叫什么名字呀？
And I asked the person's name.
他说我叫摩西。
His name is Moses.
然后这个那里急诊的地方又给我安排了一个男的护士。
And so there was a male nurse there.
这个那个护士的话他自己跟我介绍，他说他的名字叫 Eric。
And his name is Eric.
那我就想就说哪怕是在这个生病的时候神也不有没有叫我忘记神家的事情。因为我们有 Eric 吴弟兄要来。
So I felt like the Lord was almost like reminding me about the things of the church because you know how our brother Eric Wu.
长话短说这个手术做了以后医生说这个刚刚礼拜二去看过医生，医生说就说是这个康复的这个情况比他想象的要更好。
And so afterwards, after I did the eye surgery, I went back to the doctor this past Tuesday, and he said that the recovery is going better than he anticipated.
医生他们是就说是这个很聪明，甚至可以说有智慧的。
And so they said that it was the doctor with wisdom.
这个很长时间的在那里等待，等到要做手术前的十分钟才走到我的身边。
And so the person actually before the surgery had waited until about 10 minutes before to come in.
说这个你可能那个失眠的失明。
So he said that there might be 4 years in which you
失明。
That you might be blind for 4 years.
Permanent.
That there's a chance that there could be permanent blindness.
但是我前面等待的时候已经祷告有平安了。
But then as I was praying, I already felt the peace from the Lord.
这个并没有就说是吓到我。
So even when the doctor said that, I did not feel afraid.
我还是就说在用最简单的最短的时间内又跟神交托了一次。
And so I, in that short time, I just went and prayed before the Lord again.
感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
我们要爱惜就说是神给我们这一个的身体。
And we should indeed take care of the body that God has given us.
每一个的器官。
that every organ in our body
都是他这个圣灵的所在
that because the holy our body our entire body is the temple of the Holy Spirit
这个我们要把器官就说保护好就说然后为神所用
and we should protect every part of our body that it can be used by the Lord
另外一个点呢我是那个听了这个笨弟兄他来这里讲到
And so another point was when our brother Ben came to share with us.
说到就是说他这个书主就是这个给他这个启示通过罗马书六章十一节。
You know that he was sharing through Romans chapter 6 verse 11.
他那个通过这一个的就是说跟在神的面前追求神看让他看到自己的死。
And so he said that he was sharing how through as he was following the Lord revealed this matter of death.
因此而看见神。
And through that to see God.
那这一个的话呢，这个和这个后面 Eric 弟兄所这个分享的。
And so considering what our brother Eric had also shared later on.
有这个就神给有五千三千和一千。
Remember how God had given those 5 talents, 3 talents, and 1 talent?
特别我们弟兄有讲起他自己并不就是这个会特别唱诗歌。
You see, our brother said that he was not particularly gifted in singing.
但是弟兄姊妹知道这么多年来他这个每个圣诞节都到我们这里来。
But we know that every Christmas season he comes, or
Thanksgiving
he comes here.
这个那他的所给的这个诗歌都是讨神喜悦的。
And it's always to, he always sings a song that is pleasing to the Lord.
就是等于两个弟兄都告诉我们这一个就是是是这一个的秘密就是如何就说是赚到这个另外的五千的另外的两千的
And so how can you be like the one who gained 5 more talents or the one who gained 2 more talents
我们可能就是像弟兄说的只有那一千但是我们也不能把它藏在地里
And perhaps we might be the one with the only 1 talent but we can't hide it under the ground
感谢主
And thank the Lord
这个最近这个刚刚这个礼拜二那个戴娜弟兄在讲道的时候星期三呢就说这个学圣经学习的时候也提到尼托森弟兄
And then during the Bible study on Wednesday our brother Dana also mentioned our brother Washman Nee
笨弟兄他也提到就说是这个尼托森弟兄
Man, brother Ben also mentioned
在那之前呢我就看了两个这个传道人的就说是这个信息
But actually, before that, I have been reading two different messages.
有一个是就是吴勇长老，吴勇长老。
Oh, one is from Brother 吴勇。
另外一个是滕金辉牧师。
And the other is from 滕金辉。
这个滕金辉牧师就讲到说，尼托森弟兄说，为自己就是无所求，为着主求一切。
And as you know, Brother Washman Nee said that I ask nothing for myself and I ask everything for the Lord.
这个吴勇弟兄还说
That 吴勇 also added.
这个他以前要出来服侍的时候人家告诉他要看完所有的尼索森弟兄的著作。
That before he had gone out to serve that he was on, that someone instructed him to read through all the books and writings of Washman Nee.
在他面前的牧者同工让他推荐书的时候他就推荐了这个尼宗圣弟兄的著作
And so when people ever ask him to recommend books he would always recommend books written by Washman Nee
那个这个就是我自己就说认为江守道弟兄和陈锡生弟兄也是圣灵的果子
And I also consider that, that the fruit was also seen in our brother Stephen Conway, brother Christian.
这个在加主在加拿的时候，那个水放到那里去，这个本来是普通的水。
Remember how during the wedding at Cana when Jesus took the water.
但是
water pots, it was just regular water.
但是通过这是主耶稣的工作。
But through his work.
他那个变成美酒还比以前就说提供的更美。
That it became wine, and it was better than what had been prepared for the wedding before.
但愿我们都从主那里得着，就是能够忠心的服侍主。
May we receive from the Lord, and may we serve Him faithfully.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
借主哈，那个刚才那个Maurice弟兄有提醒，这个是一个等于是一个好像自己受教，然后从神的管教，然后呢就是自己的领受，然后分享的一个聚会。Thank
the Lord that Brother Maurice just mentioned that whatever we share is the lesson that we learn from the Lord, and we share what we learned.
圣经上有一句话说，人民深处，人民深处，神都拯救哈。
So the Bible also said that when we are in the struggle, in the deepest part of our struggle, the Lord still rescue us.
我记得我之前来分享过说，我们家女婿家里的两只猫成为我的难处。I
think I've mentioned before, I shared before that the two cats in my daughter and my son-in-law's house became my trouble.
因为我一到他们家，看到那个地上都是猫毛，我背包没放过，我就开始拖地，就一面色色念哈，就一面这样不甘心的做。Because
when I went to visit them, if I see the cat's hair was all over the floor, I would start to, before I put down my bag, I would start to mop the floor and I would start to mumble.
但我们家女儿说，这个猫是我们女婿喜欢的。 这是他的家，你不能，要么做了就不要说，说了就不要做。So
my daughter said that because their house and because the cats are his favorite, so if you want to do it, don't complain, but if you want to complain, then don't do it.
那最近呢，我觉得神做了一个很奇妙的事，我最近到他们家呢，我发现我以前是看到猫我就跺脚，让它跑走。
So I think that the Lord has done something very amazing recently is that in the past when I went to visit them, if I see the cat, I would stop my feet and then the cats would run away.
但是最近几个月呢，我发现我走到哪里，它跟着我的时候，我好像没有那种攻击性一样，它对我也没有敌对。
What happened is that in the past many months when I visited them, when I saw the cats follow me, I didn't... felt like I wanted to attack them and they didn't run away. I gradually understand that not only our relationship with the animals, but it's the same thing applied to our relationship with other people.
我们先发制人，看人看不对，你就开始有一些的很负面的想法出来。
So if we look at another person, if your reaction is something's wrong with that person, then you became a very negative, very negative point of view of that person.
当你心里柔和谦卑的时候，你会看出，这个猫也不错，也蛮乖的，也不会打搅你。So
when you are humble and meek and soft, when you look at the cats, you'll think that you will see the cats good and they won't bother you.
这让我一个学习。So
I just learned from this.
我们很多事情就是用我们的眼光角度去看一件事情，很多那种肉体的、眼目的这种骄傲都出来，所以就会很负面的给人贴上商标。So
in our experience, a lot of times we judge things with our own eyesight, and we may label different labels to different people.
所以呢，我慢慢的觉得主啊，我感谢你，我愿意我受教，我不但说这个猫要和好，猫狗就是。 也要跟人真的要和好。So
gradually I started to thank the Lord and I see that not only I need to make peace with animals but also make peace with people.
其实我们也和他想想，我们看不顺别人，别人其实也看不顺你，就像我看不顺猫，猫也就是故意来惹我。So
I realized that a lot of time when we see other people and we don't feel good with that person, maybe they feel the same thing to me. So the same thing with animals too.
我记得我当初到Nancy家，我到他们家的狗，我也很怕，就不喜欢它跟着我。So
I remember the first time I visited his sister Nancy, when I saw her dog coming after me, I didn't like the dog, so I just tried to push the dog away. I didn't want the dog to follow me.
但是我现在改变我心态，觉得它很可爱，的确它是很可爱。
But now I've changed my, the way I look at the animal, I look at the dog, and I see the dog is very cute.
第二点哈，我记得我女儿在 Stony Brook 的时候，她有一个学弟，是一个讲广东话的。
Another thing is, I remember when my daughter was in Stony Brook, studying in Stony Brook, there's another classmate, and he speaks Cantonese.
他呢是一个帅哥，可是呢他就染了一头的那个染色头发。
He's very handsome, but he colored his hair in a weird color.
所以我那时候当初心里，我女儿如果说他们要吃饭，我心里就不舒服。
So when my daughter mentioned that he's gonna go out and dine with this classmate, and I would just felt very bad.
我很感谢主哦，差不多3-4个月前，他们从加州来探望我的女儿。
But I thank the Lord, about 3-4 months ago, he came from California to visit my daughter.
吓我一跳。
I was so surprised.
因为他完全是很规规矩矩的。
Because he looked very normal now.
因为他娶了一个信主的姐妹。
Because he married someone that believed in the Lord.
所以我心里我就说，主啊，真的这个年轻人选配偶真的是非常的重要。
So then I told to the Lord, yes, Lord, I know that it's very important how the young people select their other half.
因为他们也一直有一种所谓的去做探访的事工。
Because they also serve in visiting other people.
他们是处在一个很满足的一个小小的家庭生活里面。
So they live a very happy, satisfied family life.
他们都有一个计划。
They have a plan.
偶尔到纽约，偶尔到哪里去探访组里面的年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Oh, sometimes they go to New York or other places to visit brothers and sisters who are in the Lord.
而且他们这个事工是只是两个人同心的一起愿意所摆上的。
And such a service is only like 2x2 in one accord, they go out to visit.
所以我们感谢主哦，求主祝福我们这边适婚年龄的弟兄姐年轻人们找到一个和神心意、愿他跟神同工 的姐妹弟兄。
So I just hope that the brothers and sisters among us who are about the age to get married, that they can find someone who's loving the Lord and in the Lord.
我感谢主哦，真的好像这些日子来年纪越大，好像领受越多，感受也越多。
I thank the Lord that as I'm getting older, the older I'm getting, the more I feel and the more I learn.
神也一直让我学习的，不要倚老卖老。
And the Lord also teach me that do not look at myself as being older, then I will hold my position.
因为都会说我吃的盐比你吃的米多。
I would say that I experience more than you do.
感谢主，真的现在看到还有最近又参加所谓的国际儿童福音事工。
And also recently I've joined a gospel outreach, international gospel outreach.
他们这是全世界性的对儿童讲福音、讲救恩、讲耶稣基督。
It's a global gospel work to children.
看到他们都来自世界各地的年轻人的义工哈。
So we see many volunteers came from different parts of the world to join such a.Gospel outreach.
他们所摆上的哦，真的是你看了，真的是很感谢主。
We see the effort that they have put out. That really thank the Lord.
他们呢，全年除了现在开始圣诞节到二月，就是冬天停止施工，几乎在所有的学校附近的公园，每天都有福音事工传讲。
So they go around the parks of nearby the schools and preach gospel.Now they take break between now until February.
我也是只是偶然听见看见，我去去观摩。
I just bump into them by accident and just went to take a look.
他们每一次的福音事工都是特别这几天感恩节那个很冷的天气，都三四十个小孩子。这一次呢，还有他们也找到一个所谓的那种叫做课后辅导班那个教室，一起传福音大概200个人。
So they will outreach around the parks, and there will always get 30 or 40 children gathered there. And they also went to the after-school program, and every time they went there, like about 200 children there.
当然，每一个事工都有神自己的带领，每一个教会部。
Of course, every kind of work for the Lord has it's His own leading.
但是借着一点点的参与，让我真的是觉得说。哎呀， 我们好像很多时候我退休了我没事做，其实有很多事情我们可以去做。
Just so through this small experience with them, I just realized that although I'm retired, seems like I have nothing to do, but actually I have a lot of things that I could do.
我们在家的可以为他们代祷。
If we're home, we can pray for them.
我们有时间的呢，去凑凑热闹，去帮忙一点。
If we have time, we can go help them.
会眺望起我们的心。
That can stir up our hearts.
我感谢主，因为时间有限，我就交通这几点。
So thank the Lord, I'll stop my sharing.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
、I have a testimony. I was thinking to share in August, but I haven't got a chance yet. So I like to do it today.
所以我有一个见证、本来八月的时候想要做这个见证，可是没有机会，所以今天我做这个见证。
I wonder if you remember Father Dana shared a message about whirlwind, good news in the whirlwind during the pandemic.
我不知道大家记不记得在。疫情的时候 ，Dana 弟兄他分享了一个信息，是关于旋风。
We all went through that COVID storm, but we had good news for all of us.
我们都经过了那一段疫情的时间，可是我们对大家都有一个好的信息。
In our experiences,
在我们的经历当中。
And in Nahum 1:3.纳鸿书 1:3
在那个纳鸿书的第一章第三节
Jehovah his way is in the whirlwind、
那个耶和华在旋风中说话
The testimony is that our family made a trip to China in the summer、
我的见证就是我的家、在、暑假的时候我们去了一趟中国。
Yeah, we were very much blessed in many ways.
我们在许多方面神都祝福我。
And I was supposed to return first because of work.
因为工作的关系，本来我应该要先回来。
So about 1 week before my return flight, a super typhoon went through the region.
就是在我回来的前一个礼拜。有一个很大的飓风、到那个地区。
So my return flight was delayed.
所以我回来的那个、旅程就被、被延迟了。
Yeah, at first I felt even our family felt a lot of inconvenience.
我的家庭都经历了很多的不便。
We didn't know why it happened, and so my flight was delayed.
所以我们不知道为什么我的飞机的航班被、延迟了。
So I rearranged the return flight.
所以我重新的在、预备一个、行程。
So about 1 hour before I head for the airport for the my return flight.
就在我去飞机场以前一个小时。
Because I rearranged my return flight, so we share also Lily's and the boys' return flights with the airlines.
所以我在。因为这个行程有一些改变，我跟我太太的孩子的行程都有一些改变。
Yeah, because my flight schedule was different than theirs, so I booked separately.
因为我的行程跟他们不一样，所以我们是分开订票的。
And I received a phone call from the airline say, about Lily's return flight.
所以我就从航空公司就打电话给我说关于这个我太太的行程。
Because Lily is still a Chinese citizen, so.She would need special documents from the Chinese government and from the Taiwanese government to be able to even to transit just to have layover in Taipei. The layover was in Taipei.
因为我的太太她还是中国的国民、所以她需要一些从中国还有台湾的政府有一些资料他才能够在台湾过境。
And we were told that it would take months. So it has become very inconvenient for if you are Chinese citizens to even to have a layover at the airport without exiting the airport. You need these special documents for both governments.
就是如果你不是那个就是因为他是中国国民他需要很多一些这些文件他才能够在台湾过境。
So my first reaction was what should we do now? Because Lily will be will get stuck at the airport, and the two boys were with her, and they won't be able to return to the U.S. as scheduled.
所以我们就很担心，因为如果有些问题的话，他有可能就是在台湾他过境的时候就有问题，他们就不能够跟两个孩子一起回来。So
right after I realized that that was the warning sent by God to remind us. So the airlines, they learn about Lily's flight, and so I returned first, and I was able to change her return flight, not through Taipei, but to another place.
所以我想神这是神给我们的一个旋风。 可是神就让我能够早一点回到美国，我就从美国重新的再调整他们的行程，不需要经过台湾过境。Yeah,
so it's just a reminder to us that we may be in unfavorable situations. We encounter things that we feel that are not favorable. Then we realize we have good news and. Jehovah's way is in the whirlwind.
So, I think we will be in some difficult or困惑的时间里头，可是我们有一个好消息，因为耶和华他在旋风里头。Actually,
at that time, I remember what Dana shared.
其实那个时候我就想起 Dana 弟兄跟我们分享的。Thank
the Lord.
感谢主。 弟兄姐妹好, brothers and sisters, my name is Ray.
弟兄姐妹好, 我是Ray弟兄。
In the church that I used to attend, which is more than 10 years ago,
十年前我所去的教会,
we didn't have sharings like this, that brothers and sisters can just walk up and just share. We only have brothers that stand on the pulpit to give messages.
我们没有像弟兄，我们在这里有弟兄姐妹有这种自由分享时间，我们只有弟兄在台上这个交通。So
I think it's really precious that there's a time in CBM that the brothers and sisters can actually share what God does in your life.
所以这是很宝贵的，我们在这个我们的聚会 CBM， 我们有这个时间，弟兄姊妹都可以上来交通。
What touched me just a few weeks ago was when Brother Eric came for the gospel meeting.
有这个当这个吴妙敖弟兄来，他讲这个福音信息的时候很触动。
I just read for you from Luke the verse that he used.
我要读给你们听，就是路加福音，就是我们吴妙敖弟兄所用的经节。
Chapter 1, verse 78.
第一章第七十八节。
Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光 从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
I think the Lord is gracious, and He touched many hearts through the gospel meeting.
我们的神是蛮有恩典的，触动了很多参加这个福音聚会的朋友。
But it was after the meeting that when I reread this verse, I think the Lord's words spoke to me even more.
是在这个聚会之后呢，福音聚会之后，这个神用这段话来提醒了我。
In verse 78, where it says, "The day spring from on high has visited us."
第一章七十八节，因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
In Chinese, this is really nothing particular. You just read like it's a sunlight in the morning, it seems that the sunlight came to us.
好像我们, 中文读起来说,
yeah, but if you read the English, the day spring from on high, it's a capital D, and it shows you that it is the Lord Jesus. Yeah.
那这个在英文来读的话, 这个, day spring, 这个清, 清晨的日光, 这个, 这个清晨, 这个, 这个是一个, 大写, 这个地是大写的。
So it points to the Lord Jesus coming to visit his creation.
这里就指到说我们的主耶稣 他来到他自己的创造里面。
So I think it touched me more that the Lord, in his word, God has revealed his son to us.
因为神在他的话语里面把他的爱子来启示给我们。
So we praise God that God is using our brother from California to speak to so many lost souls here.
我们赞美主, 他我们 把这个吴弟兄从加州带来, 能够, 这个为这个世上灵魂来传讲这个信息。
And also encouraged our hearts, those who are believers, into you know, seeing the Lord Jesus revealed in his word.
甚至他鼓励我们这已经信他的这个我们也受到鼓励。
弟兄姐妹好, 我叫蓝静。
Greetings, brothers and sisters. My name is Lan Jing.
大家可能有一些弟兄姐妹可能都知道我的弟兄三个礼拜前突然回国了。
Or maybe the brothers and sisters know that my husband went back to China about 3 weeks ago.
大家都觉得说怎么突然之间就 丢下手中的所有事情就回去了。
So maybe you would be surprised why all of a sudden he put down everything and just went back.
因为美文弟兄的妈妈就是我的婆婆, 她被主接走了,所以弟兄就赶回去了。
Because my mother-in-law had been taken by the Lord, that's why he went back.
一些弟兄就问我, 怎么这么突然, 一点预兆都没有。
So some brothers asked me why it happened so suddenly because there's no sign before.
其实我们也不是很，对我们来讲也不是很突然，因为婆婆生病已经有六年时间了。
So to us, it's not really surprising because my mother-in-law has been sick for about 6 years.
所以在这六年的时间里呢，我们也感受到主一路的保守，一路的爱我们的婆婆，也给我们就是很多的见证，但是我在这里就不细说了。
So in the past many six years, we really see how the Lord kept my mother-in-law. And there are so many testimonies, but I'm not able to tell you like one by one.
我就在这里讲，就是 在我婆婆去世的时候跟大概一个礼拜这个中间所我们所经历的神的美好。So
I just want to share with you about the week before and after my mother-in-law's passing, how the Lord showed his grace to us.
大概婆婆快去世的一个礼拜之前，美文其实有跟她的妈妈有通那个微信。So
one week before my mother's passing, my husband has communicated with his mother through WeChat.
那个时候呢，美文其实就想回国了。So
at that time, he already felt like he wants to go back to China.
我那时候也听了以后，我也跟美文讲，我说你打个机票回国吧。So
when I heard about what happened, I also said to him, why not just purchase the flight ticket and just go back?
然后美文他可能那段时间我因为我女儿的事情我比较软弱吧，所以他不敢回去。So
at that time maybe because of what happened to my daughter, so he didn't dare to just go.
他就说我要是回去你就一个人我不放心。So
he said that if I go back, then you'll be the only one that's taking care of our daughter, then I won't, I still will worry.
我就跟他说，我说你赶紧回去吧，我说我没事。
I said, just go back quickly and it's fine with me.
然后弟兄好像他说服不了我，然后他就跟我讲，他说感恩节快来了，我有很多服事。
So my husband see that he could not persuade me, so he said that now Thanksgiving is coming and I have a lot of service.
他说我等感恩节过后我就回去。
So I'll wait until after Thanksgiving and then I'll go home.
然后我就跟他说，那你赶紧去订机票。
So I tell him quickly, just make a reservation for the flight.
然后弟兄就订了12月2号的机票回国。
So he made a reservation for December 2nd to go back to China.
然后到了星期五的时候呢，弟兄就接到他哥哥的那个从中国发来的微信，要他马上回去，妈妈已经快不行了。
So when it was Friday, my husband received a WeChat message from his brother to tell him to go back to China quickly because the mother is passing.
因为那个礼拜五的时候已经晚上已经很晚了，所以我们在礼拜六的时候把原先订的机票取消掉，然后重新又订了一张机票，是礼拜天晚上走的。
So when he received the message, it was already very late on Friday night, so we canceled the flight on Saturday and we booked the flight ticket so he could go back on Sunday.
Okay, 但是到了礼拜六的晚上，我们这边时间的晚上，那个哥哥电话就打出来说，婆婆已经走了。
So when it was our time, Saturday evening, his brother called us and then said that the mother had already passed.
Okay, 然后美文听到这个消息的时候呢，他就说了两句话。
So when my husband heard about this, he just said two sentences.
Okay, 最终婆婆一个孩子都没有等到。
So finally, the mother-in-law didn't see any of her child.
她说希望婆婆可以得救。有得救。
He hoped that the mother-in-law was saved.
然后在回国了以后呢，这个在婆婆重病的时候呢，神也安排了一个非常有爱心的姐妹来，就是说来照顾婆婆。
So when he went back to China, he found out that when the mother-in-law was very, very sick.The Lord arranged a sister who really loved the Lord to take care of the mother-in-law.
Okay. 然后呢，我接下来要讲的这个呢，是从这个姐妹那边就是转述过来的。
So what I'm going to share right now is what that sister had shared with us.
她说，在婆婆病危的时候呢，有一天婆婆大部分时间她都在昏睡。然后有一天他突然醒过来的时候，他就看着眼睛就看到门口，然后就对这个姐姐说，哎，前面的门怎么倒了。
So when the mother-in-law was very sick, she was most of the time in deep sleep, but all of a sudden one day when she woke up, she looked at the door and she told the sister, what happened to this door? That door seems collapsed.
然后他又说，哦，原来是天使来了。
And she said, oh, I know why, because the angel is coming.
然后这个姐妹就说在哪里。
So the sister asked her, where's the angel?
她说在门口有两位。
And she said that by the door there are two angels.
穿着白色的衣服。
They dressed in white.
然后那姐妹说，我怎么没有看到。
So the sister said, why I didn't see the angels?
然后婆婆说，哦，现在没有了。
And then my mother-in-law said, oh, now the angels are gone.
然后姐妹就问，哎，天使长什么样子的？天使的脸是长什么样子的？
So the sister asked my mother-in-law, how does the angels look like? What's their face look like?
她说天使的脸是长的。
And my mother-in-law said that the angels' faces are long.
Okay.然后在那天的时候，其实中国的就是我们这边的礼拜五，然后等到 礼拜六的时候呢，我们就是美文的几个兄弟都已经打好了机票，所以也确定了就是回国的那段时间。
So this incident happened on our Friday, and then on Saturday, my husband and several of his brothers, they already booked their flight tickets to get ready to go back to China.
Okay, 然后这个姐妹，我们都收到消息就跟婆婆讲说，二哥的话在日本是礼拜一到家，就是中国的时间礼拜一到家，然后美文是礼拜二到家，然后在法国的那个最小的弟弟呢是礼拜四到家。
So when we know their return time, we just told the mother-in-law, the second brother from Japan is going to arrive on Monday, my husband is going to arrive on Tuesday, and the youngest brother from France, he's going to arrive on Thursday.
然后这个姐妹就问这个婆婆说，你要不要等他们都回来。
So the sister asked my mother-in-law, do you want to wait until all of them come back to you?
我的婆婆就告诉这个姐妹说，她说主来接我了，我就不等他们了，我跟主走。
So my mother-in-law said that if the Lord comes to take me, I'll just go. I'm not going to wait for them.
其实婆婆在世的时候，她最最大的心愿就是希望说，她的这么多个孩子，在世界各地的孩子，能够有一天都聚在她的面前，是她最大的心愿。
So when my mother-in-law was alive, her greatest hope that is one day all her children will come together before her.
但是最终他为了主，他说他不等，他主来我就跟着走了。
So finally, because of the Lord, she said, I don't care if the Lord's coming, I'm going, I'm not going to wait for them.
所以我们就很伤心。
So we feel very sad.
因为赶不及妈妈看妈妈的最后一面。
Because we couldn't catch up to see the mother for the last time.
但是我们的主是一个安慰人心的主。
But our Lord is the Lord that comforts our hearts.
通过这个姐妹的这些话，我们知道说我们的婆婆是去一个极美的地方，所以我们也就是会好很多这样子。
So through this sister sharing, we know that where our mother goes, the mother-in-law goes, is a very beautiful place and.We felt very comforted.
这是我们所有基督徒美好的盼望，因为我们将来那天是主来接我们去那个极美的地方。
So this is all of us believers' greatest hope, because our hope is that one day the Lord will take us to that very beautiful place.
就像今天早上那首歌一样，就是说，我魂可无恐，可安息。
So just like a hymn we sang this morning, it is well with my soul.
然后到了我来再讲一下主是怎么安慰弟兄跟我的心的。
So I want to share now how the Lord comforted my husband and my heart.
在婆婆葬礼的第二天的早上。结束葬礼的第二天早上。
So the second day after, the second morning after my mother-in-law finished her burial.
美文好早就跑到她妈妈的那个坟前。
My husband went to her tomb very early in the morning.
然后他就给我微信视频。
So she sent me, he sent me the video through WeChat.
他让我看，然后告诉我说他的妈妈是葬在这里。
He showed it to me where his mother is buried.
我看着他呢，然后我就轻轻地问了一句，我说啊，是不是很不舍得？
So I saw him and I just asked him, do you feel really hard to let go?
然后美文就一下子眼泪哗从不流的泪流满面。
So right away my husband just started to cry and tears are all over his face.
我跟他结婚这么久，我从来没有看到他哭。
I've married him for so many years, I've never seen him cry.
So 我也不知道该怎么去安慰他。
I didn't even know how to comfort him.
但是他几分钟以后呢，然后他就停了那个眼泪，然后他就跟我讲。
So after a few minutes, he stopped crying and he said to me,
他说, 我知道妈妈是被主接走的。
I know that my mother had been taken by the Lord.
我们将来有一天还会再见面的。
One day we'll meet again.
所以, 主是安慰到了他, 主也, 亲自擦干了他的眼泪。
So surely indeed the Lord comforted him and the Lord also dried his tears.
也安慰了我的心跟梅文的心, 还有, 他们, 全家人的心。
The Lord also comforted my heart, my husband's heart, and all his family members' hearts.
所以感谢主，我也知道， 很多弟兄姐妹都在为他祷告。
Thank the Lord, I know that many brothers and sisters have been praying for him.
谢谢弟兄姐妹。
Thank you all.
也谢谢主，也感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
I also want to give a quick testimony. Thanksgiving. Because of this Thanksgiving, my name is Isaac.
在感恩节的时候,
No, we don't have I didn't have a chance to give a thanks, so I want to give a quick Thanksgiving testimony.
我没有之前没有机会做我感恩节的这个见证。
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of things to be thankful.
有很多事情是,
Yeah. Many of you know that my daughter Grace was born 3 years ago, right after Thanksgiving Day.
你们大概知道我的女儿这个 Grace, 她三年前之前就在感恩节之后她出生了。
Yeah, and maybe most of you know, but maybe some don't know, that she was born with a condition that her belly wall was not fully closed.
大概弟兄姐妹有些知道，就是说我女儿Grace出生的时候，她肚子里面的那个肚皮没有完全合拢。Yeah,
so ever since she was born, we could not hold her. She was a wrapped up, and Susie cannot feed her, and it was a very like unimaginable for me, like how she will survive.
她出生的时候我们不能抱她，她也被包着。那我们那时候想说，我就想说她这个怎么存活呢？
So we were not be able to feed her, so that you can imagine all her body was full of tubes.
我们不能喂她，那她当时也都插满了管子，身体都插满了管子。And
later on, she has to be fed through a tube through her nose into her stomach.
那之后呢，我们这个是她是用这个管子进食到了胃里面去。
Yeah, from the nose all the way to the stomach.
从鼻子那里进去的。
So actually, this I just want to testify this verse as the brother and sister were sharing. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9.
就是弟兄姐妹交通了，我要交通这个哥林多后书第九chapter
12 verse
9. 哥林多后书第十二章.
Yeah. And this is what the Lord spoke to Paul.
第九节。Okay.
And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
这个就是主对我说的话，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
The Lord did not say this time specific to me, but I want to say this is so true in our experience with raising grace.
这个不是主这个好像在这个时候特别给我，但是好像我们都知道这个经节，我们知道主，他有这个格外的恩典。Yeah,
if you saw Grace running around, you probably didn't realize, it's hard to make the link from there to here.
如果你现在看我女儿鬼在跑来跑去的时候，你很难想象当初跟现在怎么连在一起。
But it is truly the Lord's grace. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient that His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
这个我们就可以见证说我们的主他的恩典是够我们用。
I really felt I would want to give thanks to the Lord, you know, during the Thanksgiving season, but haven't had a chance.
我想要在这个感恩的季节，我要为这件事，我要给一个这个感恩，但是我还没有这个机会。
Because indeed it is, I from there to here, I would say is unimaginable to me.
因为我想到说三年前到现在呢，这个对我来讲，这是没有办法想象。
How the Lord took her from using the tube to her from being immobile, she couldn't move, and to heal her one step and another step and till now.
是当初她没有办法动，都插着管子，然后一步一步的这个医治她到一直到现在。
And in this process, I felt I was quite weak and not able to do anything.
在这个过程，我觉得我自己是何等的软弱，我自己没有办法去帮助。
But the Lord is so gracious, and even brought my mom and everything. I cannot count so many things that I'm so grateful, so thankful.
主是有多么有格外的恩典，甚至把我母亲也带来这里。我是多么的感恩。
And you know, now my home is Grace has, even though he has this problem to begin with, but he really brought a lot of joy and happiness to our home.
虽然这个 Grace 在三年前他有这个问题，但是他真正的现在把这个喜乐能够带到我们家里面。
We really want to thank the Lord. Indeed, He's faithful, and His grace is sufficient for us. And He's
感恩，因为主是何等的信实他的恩典，这恩典是够我们用。
And His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
他的这个他的能力在我们软弱身上能够显得完全。
Okay, thanks.
感谢主。
Well, thank the Lord for so much blessed sharing.
感谢主有这么多蒙恩典的这个蒙祝福的这个交通。
Let's close our time with the word of prayer.
好，我们结束前一点祷告。
Father, we thank you that your grace is sufficient and your power is made known in weakness.
我们感谢你你的恩典够我们用你的这个能力在软弱上能够显得完全。
Lord, we thank you for each of the testimonies given, how you have healed and protected your children.
我们为每一个见证，我们感谢你，你怎么样来医治，来保守你的子民。
Indeed, Lord, we heard of many whirlwind situations.
我们听到很多这个好像旋风的这个情形。
And we just want to testify that you are there with us and that you deliver. And you even deliver when we are beyond doing anything ourselves.
甚至在我们没有办法的时候你能够救拔我们。
Lord, you are trustworthy.
你是值得我们这个信靠。
And may we trust you even with all our heart.
我们要这个用我们的全心来信靠你。
Lord, we thank you for the lessons learned.
感谢我们所这个领受到的。
Thank you so much for how you're with Mei Wen's family as his mother passed.
我们感谢你祝福我们这个美文他们全家他母亲被主接去了。
Indeed, Lord, as we sang earlier, it is well with our soul.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，我魂无可恐。
But that's not just something we say. That's a reality when you meet us in those places.
这不是说说而已是真正我们在难处的时候 我们遇见了你。
You are a great physician.
你是我们至大的医生。
And as you give us comfort, you also release joy and peace in our lives. It's from you.
当你这个安慰我们的时候，在我们生命里面也能够生出这个平安跟喜乐。
Lord, as we go forth, we pray that we can share that joy and peace with others so they may meet you.
当我们从这离开的时候，我们也能够把这个我们所领受的平安跟喜乐也跟其他人分享。
Thank you that you're with us.
我们感谢谢谢你，你与我们同在。
Thank you for this time together.
谢谢你为我们预备这段时间。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. We're dismissed.